Goldie and Tausch begins now. Continuing our discussion about Aaron Rodgers. How many times have we said that since, like, February? Jesse, what do you got on the text portion of the talk and text line?
A lot of people are a little upset with Aaron Rodgers, it seems like, by doing this. But here's one from Tom in North Carolina. Since you guys are talking about Rodgers and McAfee, can you ask Jason or Tausch about the interview last week where Rodgers accused the person of writing an article about the COVID toe and demanded an apology from them? Does that play into what we're talking about here with the leaking and everything that's going on, that he demanded that apology a week ago? Is this all like part of a longer narrative? Tom in North Carolina asking that.
I do think it is. I think he doesn't really care for the media. I don't think he, I think with all, quote unquote, misinformation is misinformation for people if you don't like an opinion. But in this case, I think last week with all of the heat that he brought upon himself with his 50-minute deal, with not being honest about whether or not he was vaccinated versus immunized. So I think everything is just a little hypersensitive, but I think he looked at the wall. I think it's the Wall Street Journal that put that out there, if my memory serves me.
Correct.
And yep. Said that he had COVID toe when he didn't have COVID toe. And I think his point is this is a, institutional newspaper that should be doing it the right way. This has been going on for a while. And I understand media folks got jobs to do, and I understand that, being first and doing all that, it helps your bottom line. But when you're a journalist, so I always tell you, I ain't a journalist. I don't want to be a journalist. You can't be wrong. When you're writing factual stuff, you can't. It's not your opinion, and I think that irked him. And then the fact that there has been no retraction that I know of. I know he named the wrong author. The one gal, she ended up retweeting it. She's got a big following. She didn't fact check. Twitter's a whole, it's just a, it is a you-know-what. Like, I don't, it's a Wild West. But when you're a respected institution journalist and you put something out there, you're darn right that peed him off. And I'm sure that's what part of why he discussed what he did yesterday, because I think he thinks the whole game is sleazy and he wants to be able to put his stamp on things when he sees that there's something wrong.
Right, but he didn't even go after the right person.
I just said that.
Molly Knight, he mentioned her by name. She didn't even write the article.
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that's fine if you're angry. You have every right to be angry. But for someone who was railing against disinformation, what you gave was disinformation. She didn't write the story. You demanded an apology from someone who didn't write the story.
Tough look. It's a tough look.
Yeah, Jesse asked me a question. I laid it out.
I'm not coming at you. Saying in general, if you're going to take issue with this information, you better damn well make sure that your information's right. I think that's reasonable. Now, as he explained yesterday, Molly Knight tweeted the link and took a shot at him. That's fine. Then say that. But he did talk to the author of the article, who is not the person that he put on blast the previous week. He didn't. I don't know her at all. Great journalist, mediocre journalist. I don't know her at all.
What did you
all
think?
All I'm saying is you can't rail about accuracy and then be inaccurate.
What did you think of Joe Buck taking a shot at him in the beginning of the broadcast?
The joke about how his toe has been immunized?
Yeah.
I think Joe Buck was trying to be funny. Whether he was or wasn't, I don't know.
I think if I'm Aaron Rodgers, do you think you sit down with him at the next production meeting? I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't.
Well, he can't, because he's not allowed to do production meetings in person.
Well, but a Zoom.
Sure. I don't know. You think that was inappropriate for him to say?
I think Joe Buck's job is to be a play-by-play guy. I don't really... I think people are interjecting their own stuff probably a little bit more than I'd like. Yeah.
I think the joke could have been funnier.
Yeah, it wasn't even funny.
I'm not opposed to the joke. I just thought it was real big of a stretch to try and get to there. And it's like, okay. Like,
yeah, and another thing about, and I have never been Buck and Aikman hate the Packers guy, but I'll tell you, I don't know if I've ever seen guys more, I don't think they wanted to work that Thanksgiving Day game. I'm watching that Thanksgiving Day game when it was the Lions-Bears. It seemed to me, I think it was, they felt like it was a little beneath them to do that game. Honest to God. That was the vibe I got.
I didn't watch that game.
Go figure. There was another text here I wanted to share from Ben in the Commonwealth. My take was that there were too many people within the organization, coaches and staff, who may have leaked. His interest isn't in who leaked, but rather that leaking his health information should stop, regardless of whether it's LaFleur or the assistant equipment manager. It was more a shot across the bow, as in, don't make me turn this into a bigger deal than it needs to be. From Ben in the Commonwealth. What do we think of that?
Maybe. Again, I don't know what purpose it serves. If the shot across the bow is to go public and accuse people of putting your information out there, I don't know what. My question would be, what does it in fact accomplish? If that's what he wants it to accomplish, does it accomplish that goal? I don't know. All I know is that this is a team that has everything seemed to be going really well. And since early November, there's been a lot of talk about a lot of things, and not all of them have been football related.
And you know the sick part about it? And you're right. Obviously, you know, I guess you could say whether or not it's a distraction. It doesn't seem to have been on the field. I'm not seeing that. Aaron Rodgers has not played better football. So he is a guy that needs an edge. He's getting it by a lot of people not liking him. People telling him that he's...
Yeah.
So he has not... His last 2 weeks have been his best 2 weeks of this season from a performance on the field standpoint. He has been magnificent. Second half of the Viking game and what we saw last week, that's MVP stuff, man. What he's doing is MVP stuff with a lot of guys that are not on this football team that he needs. He's still getting it done. And whether or not this is just how he needs to go about his business to keep that edge, what you can say it's not healthy. You can say whatever you want. He sure knows. He's had 17 years to figure out what he needs to be a baller. Or as he put it, every time he steps out on the field, excellence. This is what
greatness.
This is what he needs. Excellence, greatness, whatever. That's what he needs.
We don't care about disinformation.
I'm not the one railing against disinformation. It's there. You want to chase your own tail? Go for it, because it ain't going to stop.
So, do you think that part of it then is needing to be pissed off at your coaches?
I don't know. I think there's an edge that I think he has seen complacency set in on some teams. And understanding that that is never going to result what he's looking for. Now, you could say, well, he's only got what he's looking for one time out of 17 years, and that's fair.
Right.
He knows better than I do. He knows better than us what it takes for him to play at an MVP level. It doesn't mean we would do it the same way, because we wouldn't. But this is where he's at. He is always, just like Michael Jordan would find a dude from the Washington Bullets and figure out a way that he irritated him. That's what some of these cats do. Doesn't mean it's healthy, but it's what they do.
And he is playing at an MVP level. And I would push back on him for suggesting that he's not going to win the MVP because he's not vaccinated.
It just shows how quick things change, because I agreed when him and McAfee and AJ were all saying that. I was kind of nodding my head like, yeah, he's right. He's got so many people that dislike him of a certain, I guess, leaning politically, which is a certain leaning of where most sports writers are, that vote on that. This is where he's at. And his play, there is nobody else. This is a vacuum waiting for someone to grab an MVP. And if anybody can do it, we'll see. But Aaron Charles Rodgers is right back in the mix and should be at the top of anybody's list.
I agree. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. Right now, you're going to talk about American Family Insurance.
I am. Badger fans, welcome back. We had a fun season over at Camp Randall, especially the back half of it. Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. And to do that, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badgers experience, including sideline passes, tours, swag, and more. Simple. Head over to amfam.com/badgers. That's amfam.com/badgers to enter today. You and a guest. You can pick a football or basketball home game to attend in the 2022-23 season. You get a full tour of the facility the day before the game. You get on-field or on-court pictures. You get two pregame sideline passes. You get bags full of merch. And you get a $2,500 travel stipend for you and your guest. Again, head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today.
We'll check in with our poll question and check a few more of your texts before we play Wonelli. It's all still ahead. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Jesse, weren't we going to play Did You Hear This today? Wasn't that on the schedule?
We were scheduled to do that at 9:30. Yes.
You want to play now? Before we run out of show?
Sure, why not?
We also have to play trivia.
Oh, boy.
Let's play Did You Hear This and... we'll finish the show.
Tausch's favorite.
Yeah, I love trivia at the end. I think it gives us a
we'll
natural
finish the show
line.
With trivia.
One out of six this week so far.
We shouldn't play at all. Time now for Did You Hear This?
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This on Wildy and Tausch.
So lost in everything else Aaron Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. He did provide this update on his toe status, including contemplating surgery.
This Monday to the last Monday, I definitely felt better. And same with this Tuesday to last Tuesday. So, I'll just keep getting treatment. You know, we're hoping to avoid surgery, obviously, but the surgery would be such a minor one, it wouldn't be something that I'd have to miss time with. That's a prereq for any surgery that I have at this point. I'm not going to miss any time. So we'll kind of reassess early next week and make a decision. But it's not something where I could have surgery, you know, on a Monday or Tuesday and play on Sunday.
Wait a minute. Did he say it's not something?
He said it is something where he could
but
have
at the
surgery.
End, he says, but it's not something.
Yeah.
And then he changes his thought and says, I could have surgery Monday or Tuesday and play on Sunday.
Isn't that the opposite of what he said earlier in the clip?
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
How bizarre. Because my whole question for you.
It's all about getting those second opinions in California is what it's
my
about.
Whole question for you is going to be, if he can have the surgery and then play, why not just do it to get better? If you're not going to miss any time with it being the bye week, like, why not get it done if you could have surgery today and be ready to go next Sunday against... Where are they playing next Sunday? I don't even know.
Chicago.
Oh, is that next week already? Wow.
Division clincher. Yep.
Yeah, why not do it right away?
So, you know what, guys? It's always easy, and I always get a kick out of it when it's, oh, the surgery, it's an easy surgery. It's always easy unless it's yours. So I think Aaron is looking at it saying, I've played the last 2 weeks with this toe. I've played great football. Yes, it sucks. It's painful. But anytime you have surgeries, it can be the most basic thing. stuff can happen. You get infections. There's just a lot of other things that come into play. So you don't want to do it unless you have to. I think he's probably looking at, like, he wants to make sure he gets his mobility back and all of the things that you need. And he doesn't want this to be something that affects him long term, but he has made it abundantly clear to everybody. He is all in, and he ain't missing a game for this toe. So he leads it open, and I hadn't thought of this. I give you credit, Jason, for pointing out the second and third opinion, going out to Cali, going back to Cali. I think he's probably playing the game. He ain't going to have surgery, if I'm betting.
Look, if you can avoid it, I say you avoid it at all costs. If you absolutely have to have it, he explains in there about how it would be immobilized, etc. But you're exactly right. Even surgeries that are simple, there is still the possibility of complications. So if you can get by without it, get by without it. What's next?
Did you hear this?
Aaron Rodgers does celebrate his 38th birthday tomorrow. So Pat McAfee, they brought him a cake out. It was adorable. And then they asked him to give a little birthday speech. Here is what Aaron Rodgers said as part of that birthday speech.
It was a really interesting year for me. A lot of great growth. I think in general, I definitely learned over the last year who my people are and who my people aren't. And I'm thankful for all those people who are my people and have, you know, been so encouraging and supportive throughout the year, especially during the football season. So thankful to have people come out to the games and support me. And life is all about relationships and cultivating the ones that bring you that life and that positivity and that joy. And I'm just thankful for those people who continue to show up for me and encourage me and hold me accountable and breathe life and happiness and joy into my daily walk around this planet.
Jason, what was the for?
Life is about relationships. Sometimes in relationships, you have to confront people about things that you're not happy about if you think that they're doing something that you don't appreciate. I also think it's interesting that he's thanking all the people that have been there for him throughout this time. What about all the people that have been with you for the last, you know, X number of years, whether it's 17 years or 10 years, and maybe could have helped you avoid the scenario you've been in for the last month? Just curious, what do those people get credit for all the times they were there for you or not? Just wondering.
It sounds like it's more of a, what have you done for me this year?
That's how it does sound like it, doesn't it?
I'm not really reading in like the last, you know, 10, 15 years are that vital. So I don't think that's how you should interpret it, Jason. I think you should
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about
I thought you were interpreting it from a longer period of time. It sounds like, as always with Aaron, he's in a pretty good place mentally. That's what it sounds like, which I'm happy about.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
That's just my opinion, man.
That's it for Did You Hear This? And I heard all that yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show. Now I want to hear the phones ringing to play Wilde and Tausch trivia, which means I need to hear the sound of a donkey or a jackal or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Jesse, what do you got for a category today?
Well, in honor of the imperfect week, which we ruined yesterday, we did get question one right yesterday. It was the worst case scenario, Jason. We got question one right, and then we got two and three wrong. So we are nearly imperfect, with 5 out of 6 being answered incorrectly. So in honor of the imperfect week being a near success, today's category, perfect imperfections. Questions about imperfect things in sports, which there aren't many to choose from. So you can think about what it might be.
Well, I always root for our contestants. So I hope they, whoever this turns out to be, caller 6 right now, 844-770-3776. I root for a perfect score today. Since the imperfect week has been ruined, let's have a perfect day. 844-770-3776. We'll play Wilde and Tausch trivia next. Caller 6.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Trivia.
Jason, I gotta admit, yesterday you missed a first-time contestant, and Molly did not put the balloons in the text. I know. She apologized.
Is that even
legal? She apologized and took responsibility for not being correct. And then I think she passed the buck to Jesse, actually, right after.
She completed her training yesterday. Yep.
Yeah, she covered it all.
Later this week, we're going to do our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Stretch Run. So we'll predict who our sleeper will be. Tausch will pick A.J. Dillon because Robert Tonyan is on injured reserve. I'll pick a tight end who won't play most of the games, and Jesse will pick Rasul Douglas. But we'll play anyway because we love Steinhoffels and we love our Steinhoffels Sleepers of the Week. And if you love Steinhoffels, Steinhoffels is actually hiring. So if you're looking for maybe a career change, now's your opportunity to join a great team. They've got several positions available at their Waukesha warehouse. They're also hiring delivery drivers out of Waukesha, Kenosha, and Appleton. Family-run, employee-owned, flexible four-day work weeks, great benefits, competitive pay, opportunities to grow, customer-focused. They want your team players, and you could be a team player on Team Steinhoffels. Just go to steinhoffels.com/careers.
So, Becca and I asked my mom and dad for a house for Christmas. That was on our list. We want them to buy us a house. And I think they said no, probably too pricey. So now if I lower the bar and I say I want that shuffleboard table from Steinhoffels that we were playing on when we did our remote out on the east side of Madison, you think they would go for that? Shuffleboard table, Christmas present?
You mean your parents?
Yeah. No, they're going to buy it for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that might work. Yeah. It's good to set the bar real high, and then when you come down... Because I don't know what a shuffleboard costs. What does a new shuffleboard cost?
I don't know. Over $1,000?
I mean, you play this game all the time with Scalzi and Bruster and JD. I think a new shuffleboard is... Like, that table's pretty doggone nice. I think it's higher than 1,000.
And you expect your parents, much like you expected your parents to stay home from their trip to celebrate your 30th birthday.
Yeah.
You expect your parents to buy you a, let's say, $2,000 shuffleboard game for your home for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's...
Okay. I think it'd be very thoughtful of them.
It's time now for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Justin in Cudahy. Justin, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Does this sound like a reasonable request by Jesse to expect his retired parents to spend $2,000 on a shuffleboard table as his Christmas present for a 30-year-old married guy?
Yeah, why not? It's a fun game to play.
Yeah, there we go.
Unbelievable.
I've never broke the trivia rules before, but I'm thinking about it.
Give him an extra entry. All right, time now for trivia. Perfect imperfections is the category. Tausch, you're up.
All right, Justin. Which former Packers QB started 15 of the 16 games for the 2017 Cleveland Browns en route to their 0-16 record? Is it DeShone Kizer? Is it Brett Hundley? Or is it Seneca Wallace?
I'm going to go Seneca Wallace.
Very nice. Good start.
I thought the first question always has a joke.
I'm telling you, it's been a tough first question week. Jesse threw Old Boy, and I can't remember who was our contestant. I know he's from
Joel in Fitchburg.
No, it was
Monday.
Poinette yesterday. It was the first.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah.
And he had left NFC East in a conference, college conference. And I said, boy, that is way too easy in comparison to what he's done. And he did it again today. Our boy in Cudahy just got. The answer is Deshaun Kizer.
Yeah. All right, Justin, I'm still rooting for you. Question
two. I appreciate it.
Even though you're completely wrong about Jesse expecting a $2,600 shuffleboard to be purchased by his retired parents for his Christmas gift.
Well, the price just keeps going up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unbelievable.
We've got a producer who's actually doing the research for us, okay, as opposed to Jesse, who guessed it was $1,000.
I just want the table.
All right, question two. Which Big Ten team went 0-9 in conference play in 2021, finishing with an overall record of 2-10? Was it Rutgers, Northwestern, or Indiana?
Rutgers. Jeez. All right.
The correct answer is Indiana.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. He answered that real confidently, didn't he? I am convinced the confidence level typically will tip you off if he's right or wrong. Not this case, but I think he's going to be right in this case.
Uh-huh.
Who was the head coach of the... This is not an easy question, man. Who was the head coach...
The third one is usually tricky, coach.
...of the 2008 Detroit Lions, the first team in NFL history to finish a season with an imperfect 0-16 record? Is it Marty Morningweg? Is it Jim Schwartz? Or is it Rod Marinelli?
Rod Marinelli.
Bang!
Indeed.
I knew that one.
Oh, that Barry's one! Father-in-law. Joe Barry's father-in-law presided over that 0-16 team, and Joe Barry was the defensive coordinator on that team.
Oh,
All right,
you were
Justin.
Say Joe Barry was the officiant at his wedding, is what it sounded like you were going with there.
You can't officiate your father-in-law's wedding.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but that's where I thought Jason was going with that. He paused. He had those pregnant pauses. I'm telling you, so right now we are on the week, 2 of 9. Which has to be the worst week we've ever had.
Worst week ever. Well, the good news for you, Justin, is that you've got two entries, which is one more than at least one other competitor has.
Good. Dad, there's a positive.
Way to look on the bright side. Thanks, buddy.
Go get that shuffleboard table, huh?
Thanks, Justin.
Yep.
All right. I love you guys.
Jesse's parents on that. We'll play trivia two more times this week. And if those folks do well, they will have a distinct advantage in Friday's drawing, if Friday's drawing indeed occurs. Want to remind you, we did this during Sunday's game. And you'll be able to do it again when the Packers return from their bye week, when they play Chicago. The Aaron's Snow Day Game Day giveaway. Aaron's is giving away, with little help from us, a brand new snowblower. And all you have to do is complete the entry form during game day. So it was last Sunday against Los Angeles, again on December 12th against Chicago, and again on December 25th against Cleveland. And each time, after each of those game days, Aaron's is going to draw one lucky fan randomly to receive a deluxe 24 snowblower, courtesy of Aaron's. Again, go to snowdaygameday.com right now. I'm on that page, and it's snowing right onto the brand new Deluxe 24 Aaron snow thrower. Again, that's snowdaygameday.com, the Snow Day Game Day promotion with Aaron's and ESPN Wisconsin. We'll wrap things up, not with trivia, but with Wonelli next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
As much as Tausch wanted to finish the show with trivia, instead we finished the show with Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wilde and Tausch.
So the Badgers unveiled Badger men's basketball, 23rd ranked Badger men's basketball, unveiled new player-designed uniforms. The By the Players Edition Unis unveiled earlier this week. They were designed by Johnny and Jordan Davis, Ben Carlson, Lauren Bowman, and Tyler Wall. And they're pretty slick looking. Sam Decker, among many other former players, giving props to the players for what they were able to come up with for the alternate jersey for this season. Tausch, if you were going to trust a former teammate of yours to design an alternate Green Bay Packers jersey, who would it be?
Will Blackman.
Oh. He is a fashionable dude.
Yeah, he
right
just... Charles Woodson's, you know, brought a new tone when he came in and is wearing ascots and, you know, always being all dressed up and things of that nature. Now, Will Blackman is probably the most fashionable cat that came through. That's why I'd vote for him.
Well, that's funny because I was going to say Charles Woodson. Do you think he'd do okay with that, too? I suppose the uniform would have an ascot attached to it then?
Yeah, he's kind of become the ascot guy. So I don't know.
An ascot.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm scared of where that could go further.
I wasn't going anywhere.
The penultimate college football playoff rankings were unveiled last night. Michigan jumping up to number 2, Cincinnati number 3, but all chaos can rain down if Georgia beats Alabama and then a bunch of upsets happen in conference championship games this weekend. My question is, what would be the most compelling 4 teams to be left in the playoff? Because I think this is the most interesting playoff season since its inception in 2014 with a bunch of different ways this could go this weekend.
Jesse, you said yesterday that the college football season was over. And the most dramatic stuff was the stuff that happened with Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley.
Well, that was the most fascinating thing that's happened all season.
You said that was the end of your caring about the college football.
No, Blakesley said that. The Badgers outsider said that.
The most intriguing is chaos. I still think I want Cincinnati in the
yes!
mix.
We got to get them in.
I want to see how they do against against the Georgia. All of the other ones, I think it's kind of, you got Georgia's going to be there. You got the Rubik's Cube. It's not going to really matter. It's Georgia's season. This is Georgia's season. What do you give me that look for? I hate when you give me that look.
Because I wanted you to see the look so I could then ask the question so you were aware that that question was coming. What does that mean, the Rubik's Cube? Can you explain that to me?
It's like understand. You shuffle it around and it doesn't really bother you either way. It's like, whatever. I got 2 sides that are going to be filled up. I got Georgia, I got Cincinnati, and then the rest of it could be just a complete chaotic mess. That's what I'm saying.
Isn't the goal to solve the Rubik's Cube, not to move it around a little bit and go, whatever?
I ain't going to lie to you. I wish I was in studio to fire a Rubik's Cube at the window right now.
Have you ever solved a Rubik's Cube?
No, I'm not a Rubik's Cube. Like, I'm not great with, like, puzzles and Like, it's just not my deal. Like, the Rubik's Cube.
I do puzzles all the time. Jigsaw puzzles.
You did?
No, you did. You were doing them as a family for a while.
Yeah, I chipped in. I wasn't, like, the linchpin.
You ever done a Sudoku?
Second linchpin reference of the show. Nicely done.
I do enjoy Sudoku. Yeah.
Well, that's not that much different than
I love
Rubik's
a good
Cube.
Crossword puzzle. Nah, that... But the problem with Rubik's Cube is you can start ripping the stickers off. Like, there's just too many moving parts that I'm not interested in.
You're going to cheat? Stickers off?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would cheat to solve a Rubik's Cube.
No, obviously I wouldn't. That's why I don't do it. I'd rather play chess than use a Rubik's Cube. Okay? Does that help solve any of your guys' problems?
And seek second opinions in California, because that's what Aaron Rodgers is doing, is playing chess, while the rest of us are peeling stickers off our Rubik's Cubes to dishonestly solve them. This is a question. We're out of time, but I am dying to know how many people that had Rubik's Cubes were peeling off the stickers. Can't you then tell that the sticker's been peeled off?
Probably.
And who you trying to impress? Like, it's you against the world with the Rubik's Cube.
It's you against the Cube!
Doesn't Dwayne Wade have a show?
The Cube wins!
I think Dwayne Wade does a show like that.
Yeah, the Cube, it talks to you. Unlike a Rubik's Cube.
We're done talking, much like the Rubik's Cube. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Be good.